I'm Steve Rogers, and I'm director of the IBM Center for Applied Insights. Today, I'm here with Frank DiGilio, who is a distinguished engineer and the chief architect for cloud for IBM's hardware division. We're going to discuss today a newly published IBM Center for Applied Insights study called Under Cloud Cover, How Leaders Are Accelerating Competitive Differentiation. This study surveyed over 800 cloud decision makers and users from both business and IT. And to get a global snapshot of how organizations are using cloud computing, the study spans 24 industries and 13 countries. This research, at its core, points to the evolution in the cloud space. Although many businesses have been using cloud to drive efficiency for some time, forward thinkers are now putting cloud to work to drive competitive advantage. The study found that over the next 3 years, cloud's strategic importance to business users will double from 34% to 72%. That even surpasses their IT counterparts at 58%. So let's explore a bit with the study in our conversation with Frank. So welcome, Frank. Glad you can join us.
Thank you for having me.
So as you think about this study and the findings, how should senior business and IT leaders work together on cloud?
Well, that's a really good starting question, because what I've seen in the last couple of years is an understanding that that IT and lines of business have not been communicating very well, and a lack of understanding on both sides has really driven them farther apart. And so what happens is lines of business tend to do things that are in their short-term interest and not necessarily in their long-term interest, because IT has not been able to articulate the value that they bring. And so if you look at this study, and it shows that lines of business are looking more and more at cloud without talking to IT, it's because they think they're going to get stuff faster, they're going to get stuff in a less expensive way, and so they're being business people. That's what they're focusing on. Look, I can be more agile. I could be doing this at a lower price point. What they're missing is probably some very important things, right? Because they are looking at their tactical issues, not necessarily strategic. And this has been a problem in IT forever. Right. So let me give you an example. There was a cloud service called TungleMe, and I got interested in this particular cloud service because they would allow you to create on a web page your availability for people who don't use your calendar program. So I spent a lot of time talking to business partners and clients. I want to be able to show them when I'm available so they can schedule meetings for me. So instead of having to send notes back and forth, they could go to my TungleMe page and say, oh, look, here's an hour that Frank is available, and I'm going to schedule a meeting. And that meeting would then come into my calendar program for us at IBM, that's notes, as a regular invite. So this is a really, really valuable cloud tool. So I saw this and said, I'm going to sign up. So I signed up for it. Right away, I was up and running, and I called a friend of mine who's a business partner, and he said, oh, I look at your TungleMe page, and I can now schedule meetings. So I go up to my TungleMe page and realize that all of my meeting information is there, all the call-in numbers, all the people I'm talking to, all the passcodes. This is horrible. Even though the end users can't see it, the non-me people can't see it, it's still up in the cloud somewhere. So that's a way for me to get fired. So I delete this immediately. And so it's gone. As much as anything disappears in the cloud. After this, I get a note from TungleMe, and if you signed up for any service, you know what this note looks like. It's, welcome to our family. Whatever we can do to help, we'd be really, really interested. So I sent them a note right away saying, we should talk because I can't use your service. It has all my data in there. I would like to talk to you about anonymizing it. And so the president of TungleMe sends me a note back within the hour saying, oh, Frank, we should talk. I'd like to hear your ideas, but I'm a little bit confused because there are 350 other IBMers currently using my service. They're not thinking about the long-term issues. And this is what's happening in business, right, is that they're not thinking about availability, they're not thinking about security, they're thinking about the base things that they need to do. So what we need to do is make sure that IT and business leaders are working together, are collaborating to make sure that not only those short-term needs of this particular function and this particular price point are met, but also those longer-term things like, how am I going to secure this? Is this a business that's going to stay around? What if I go with a cloud provider that disappears in 2 years? Where does my data go? Right? How do I deal with these kinds of things? So I believe what we're going to see, and I believe this report shows, is that the role of the IT leaders, the CIO, those people, is going to change from one of a provider of service or solely a provider of service to one where you are a broker of services. And as a broker, you really deal with the business as well as the technical things, and you have to work closely to the lines of business that you support. This is an important change that a business must take. This isn't a, gee, wouldn't it be cool if we did? This is what a business must take to move forward.
You know, that's a great example. I throw myself in that lot. While I don't use TungleMe, there are so many capabilities out there that are tantalizingly easy to sign up for. And I probably would not have thought through all the security issues that you described with that example. That's a great example of why IT and business have to come together.